The Lord says, do it and recover everything. Do it and recover everything. Not only that, overtake. Did you hear that? Do it, overtake the enemy. I don't care who is ahead of you. I don't care who says what. But as a prophet, I can tell you something. One thing I can tell you, I have a word of prophecy tonight. If you pay attention, you do well. For it shall shine like light in the dark place. It will shine like light. David, all he had was not, he wasn't using weapons. He had a prophetic word. Go, you shall pursue. There are times in life where your degree can't work anymore. There are times in life where your money can't work anymore. There are times in life where your wisdom and your intelligence can't work anymore. All you need is a word of assurance. The Bible says we have got this word, the sure word of prophecy. All we have is the sure word of prophecy. This is Peter saying. He says, we don't have anything. All we have is a sure word of prophecy. You see, tonight, all I'm looking for is somebody who can grab a prophetic word as I'm speaking and preaching to you right now to say the prophet has spoken. God has said it, that I can go now and I will pursue and I will recover all. Maraki. The Bible says pursue and recover. Somebody say pursue. Somebody say I will pursue. Somebody say I will recover. Somebody say I will pursue. Somebody say I will pursue. Somebody say I will recover. Somebody say I will recover. Somebody say I will pursue. Somebody shout I will pursue. You're going to pursue. And you shall recover. You see, but the problem is people just will be saying like this, I receive, I receive. And after that, then boom, darkness takes over their mind. Darkness, they begin to think all these impossible, failure. They begin to think all this. You see, they begin to think like a normal human being. The Bible says, don't you know you are gods? But you will end up dying like a mere man. People are dying like mere men. You are not that. You are not from this world. You came into this world for a mission, to fulfill a mission. If you fail, it's you failing. There is no God involved. God gave you the power and the dominion. It is in your hands. You can command sun, stop, the sun will stop moving. You can command something to happen, it will happen at your word. You see, gone are the days where you should be thinking like, you sit down like this and be like, oh, where is God? Where is God? What is God doing here? And God, no. There is no any scripture. You read your whole Bible. You read the whole scripture. Read the whole Bible. The Bible will tell you. The scripture will tell you. Whenever there was war, God was not going to the war. They were going physically. When they win, they were saying, God gave us victory. There is a war. You must fight physically. There's a business. There is healing that is supposed to happen. As I told you yesterday, the power has not been given. The power has not been given. The power has not been given. Understand this information very well. The power has not been given to God to touch us on earth. Jesus said, behold, I give you power. You see, you shall lay your hands on the sick. You shall cast out evils. You shall do this. But the problem is, we don't pay attention to both prophetic words. Both a word of prophecy from a man of God or a word of prophecy from the scripture. So there is a word of prophecy from the scripture and there is a word of prophecy from a man of God. Now, when you pay attention and begin to understand who you are and say the word of prophecy says this. Can you imagine David? He didn't want anything. All he wanted was an ephod. He said, bring it here. He said, Lord, should I pursue them? Would I overtake them? Would I recover? God says, you shall surely recover. You shall surely pursue them and recover all. And you shall overtake them. David stood up and said, everyone, who shall go with me? How many shall go with me? So many soldiers refused to go with David. He went with a few people because the power was not in the people he went with. The power was in the word of prophecy. I said, the power is not in your degree. The power is not in your connections you have in the world. The power is not in the people that they think they can help you. The power is not in what you are thinking right now. The power is in the word of prophecy. I'm a man who stick in the prophecy. When God said this is going to happen, I don't care how the world reacts against me. I don't care how things are looking like sour and bad. All I care is God said, this shall come to pass. I don't care what people say. You see, when Jesus went on the cross, people were like, he's finished now. He's gone. He's gone. He's history. Hey, we told you about Jesus. We told you about him. Where is he now? There was a word of prophecy. On the third day, he shall rise again. It doesn't matter. You may look like dead. People may even bury you and forget about you. But if there's a word of prophecy that you shall shine again, I say you shall shine again. I say you shall shine again. I say you will shine again. I say you will shine again. It doesn't matter what people think, what they have said, that he's buried. There is a sure word of prophecy. Say after me, I got a word of prophecy. The Bible says, pursue and recover all. Pursue and recover everything. Not just some few things, but recover. Now, scripture. Go to the scripture. Now, the Bible says, pursue them and recover everything. Did David recover everything? Wow. Let's find from the Bible.
Verse number 9.
Yes.
The Bible says, so David went, he and 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, and he and 400 men, for 200...
From 600, he has 400. 200, they have given up. I will not go with you. Can you imagine? He's going to have to fight a camp of enemies. All right? 400 stays, right?
For 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over to the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me, because 3 days are gone I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Chelethites, and upon the coast of belonging to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said unto him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God, that thou wilt neither kill me, nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to the company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day.
David smote them.
And they escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small or great, neither sons, daughters, neither spoil,
my God,
nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all.
David recovered all. David recovered all. There was nothing missing. He got everything back. Now, you see, when you read such type of verses in the Bible, they look like, wow, so David, God gave him victory. He went and, wait, listen, there is a brook here called the Brook Besor. The Brook Besor, you may actually, maybe when you're just reading the Bible, with just like reading the Bible, you may not actually know what it actually means. Brook Besor was not a simple place. It was a place to pass through mountains. Before victory, there were mountains they were supposed to pass. These mountains passed through a brook. There was a river, a stream of a river. There were 200 people among the 600 who could not manage to go through the brook. But you see, David went through it with his mighty men. They had to climb mountains. They had to go through the storms. He knew, I have a word of prophecy that where I'm going, I'm going to come back. I will recover it all. I want to say this to you. I don't care what the world may be thinking about you or they may be saying about you. And I keep on saying this. I don't hear what the world is saying. I don't hear the noise of the world is saying. I got a word of prophecy. I know I will recover it all. I know I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to get there. I know I will be what God says I will be. I am what God says I am, and I shall be what God says I shall be. If you hear me, understand this. I have a word of prophecy. If you didn't have a word of prophecy, get this word. You shall recover it all. You shall pursue them. You shall take over. You shall be what you want to be. You shall get where you want to get in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. I say, shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Shout, I receive it. Say it again. Say, I receive. Say, in the name of Jesus, I will recover it all. Say, I will recover it all. I will pursue the enemy. I will pursue the enemy. I will receive my healing. I will receive my miracle. I will be what God says I am. You have a word of prophecy. You got, so the Bible says, and David recovered everything that he had lost. Like some of you are losing hope now. You're losing hope. Like you say, I don't think anymore I'm going to make it. I don't know whether I should go ahead. I don't know whether I should go ahead. I don't know whether I should, you know, I think I'm losing hope now. I don't know what's going to happen ahead of me. When you check in your bank account, there is no money. When you check in your bank account, there is nothing. When you check into your finances, there is nothing. When you check into your business, there is nothing. When you check about your future, there is nothing. And you're thinking now, like, oh, so what's going to happen? What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to my future? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to me? David didn't do that. He encouraged himself. He encouraged. You see, we are superhumans. We have an ability which the world does not have. This is why the world will point your fingers like, hey, 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 hey. The Bible says 1,000 shall come to your left. 10,000 shall come to your right. But they shall not come near you. It says, with your eyes you shall see. Can you have this word of prophecy? It's a scripture. It's a prophecy of the scripture. Can't you believe it? Can't you say it? You will not go down. No matter what I'm saying this to you. They shall rise, but they shall fail. They will not make it. It's just a noise. You are a child of the Father. You are in the world for a mission. Begin to speak statements. Begin to believe the prophetic word, whether from the scripture or from the man of God. I'm saying to you, go back and recover it all. Marakea, zunto kopra dias, jeketo kopra kindo sofreria, mentos kopra dino shonto kopra atke. Go and recover it all. Don't leave it. Don't leave some. Don't be like, okay, I'm going to recover some things next year. Or I'm going to recover some things. They'll be coming small. They'll be coming slowly. I'll be recovering things. No. I'm saying go and recover everything. After tonight, recover everything. Financially, spiritually, materially, para que sorobo shandere kito sopra kia mande radio sombra kingdom mekia tosho pra katara kidos. Recover it. Maetos, rekoto pragia. Don't leave it. Don't leave it. I give you this word of prophecy. You will recover it all. I said, whatever you lost, maka sopra kidos. Rindo shopra kia mando sovra. Let me give you a good example. One of my pastors came to me and he was like, Prophet, pray for me. My son, my son is going astray. He's believing in the world. He's doing this thing. And I said to him, I said, God has called him. I said, God has called him. Don't worry about your son. Very soon your son will be saved. And the pastor relaxed. Because he had a word of prophecy that my son will be saved. As I'm talking to you now, the son is saved. Why? Because there was a word of prophecy. There was a word of prophecy. I'm saying this thing to you. It doesn't matter what you're passing through. It may look tough. It may look like, where is the way now? Where would I put my feet? Where would I jump? It may look like that. But if you have a word, the prophet said, I will recover it all. That's it. That's it. So I'm saying to you, you will recover everything. You are moving in your prophetic destiny. You are moving in your prophetic way. God says you shall recover it all. The Bible says when David saw and heard, he had a word of prophecy. He didn't do anything. He called Abiathar. Hey, he called Abiathar the priest. He said, Abiathar, bring the epihod. The epihod in the Bible was a prophetic altar where you inquire from the Lord. You see, there was no this altar that I'm having today where a man of God would stand and preach and prophesy. But your epihod that you have now is a voice of a prophet that is speaking to you right now. That's your epihod. Your question was, would I make it? Would I move? Would I pass the situation? That was your question. And the answer is, here I am. I've come as an epihod. I'm telling you, you will recover it all. You shall pursue. You shall overtake them in the name of Jesus. Take it. I'm speaking to somebody in the spirit. I'm communicating to somebody in the spirit. I'm communicating to somebody in the spirit. I'm speaking the word of prophecy. If you pay attention to this, you shall do well. If somebody is hearing me right now and says, Prophet, I believe that I am a child of God. I'm here with a mission. I don't want to be distracted by my problems. I don't want to see them as bigger as me. I am bigger than my problems. I'm a child of the Father. The Holy Spirit is in me. Prophet, your word that I will recover it or I believe it. And prophet, speak a word now. Bless me. I want to recover everything. If there's that person now looking for that anointing, raise up your hand. I said, if there's that person now looking for that anointing, raise up your hand. If there is a person who says, Major, I need the anointing. I want to recover it all. Raise up your hand, wherever you are. I said, there is a person who says, I need this anointing. I want to take over. I want to take it all. Raise up a hand. It doesn't matter where you are. This is a prophet of the Most High God. I am here and I decree and I declare to you. Just like the epihod prophesied to David. I'm here, I prophesy under the influence of the anointing. I'm speaking from exalted altar and from the throne of God, from the glory of God's perspective. I decree and I declare that anything you have lost, all the years that have been wasted, all the things that you were supposed to have and you don't have, you shall recover it all. You shall take it back. You have a word of prophecy, a sure word of prophecy. If you pay attention, it will begin to shine like light in your darkness until the morning comes. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to pray. I shall recover it all. Begin to declare financially, spiritually, in my marital life, in my everything that I do. I shall recover everything. Begin to pray. Clap your hands up. Begin to pray. Clap your hands up. Begin to pray. Clap your hands up. Begin to pray. Recover it all. Recover it all. Recover it all. Recover it all. La Rus, Mekene, La Rus, Tekena Marusa, La Bane, Kitale Barano, Mahanto, Kustale Mande.